Stepney All Saints Radio,
bringing the community together.
Hello and welcome to a special edition of SAS Radio for the She Is Seen Festival, which is celebrating women and girls. I am Ikra and I am one of the female empowerment ambassadors. We've got lots in store for you today. Let's kick off with finding out which women inspire our students and staff the most.
The woman that inspires me the most is my friend Nora. She's helped me religiously to improve on my deen, and I'm very grateful for her. And she's always been there whenever I need like a helping hand and I need someone to call or if I'm just upset. And I'm really grateful for her and I see her as a huge role model.
The woman who inspires me the most is Aisha Radilho Anha, because she went through lots of challenges in her life and she was a very brave woman who was mentioned in the Quran, and I really look up to her.
A female that inspires me is my aunt, because she had a very successful career from a young age.
I would say the female that inspires me the most would be my grandma. She raised me since I was a little child, a little baby, and she's very hardworking. Put all of the kids through school, and that hard work is what's reflected into what I do every day now.
My auntie, because she owns a business.
The person who inspires me the most is Malala Yousafzai, because she's been through many challenges, but she's brave enough to face them.
A female that inspires me is my mum, because she takes care of my entire family and she works hard to provide for us.
A female that inspires me is my mother, because she's very hardworking and she takes her time to take care of our family.
I mean, one woman who inspires me is Maya Angelou, because in her book, I Know Why the Caged Bird Sings, she overcomes a lot of adversity and challenges owing to her skin colour, and through that she inspires people through her book.
Helen Keller, because she has overcome many boundaries to get to the point where she is in life.
My auntie, because she helps me with my schoolwork.
My mum, because she's very hardworking.
My mum inspires me the most, because when I was younger she was a single mum and she used to work hard just to feed me. So I appreciate my mum, and yeah, I like her work effort and I like how kind she is.
My sister inspires me to be a confident and proud woman.
My mum inspires me because she single-handedly raised two children.
My sister, because she always pushes me and wants to see me succeed.
Sophia inspires me because she's at Cambridge and I really admire that.
The woman who inspires me is Tara Yami. She's a YouTuber, and that's because she's very cool, very outgoing, very proactive, and I really want to be like her when I grow up. And I like her makeup.
One is Valentina Koroshinova, and she inspired me because I've always dreamed of going to space.
My friend Taba, because she's smart, funny, and she inspires me a lot.
A female that inspires me is my sister, because she's hardworking and she's successful.
This is a reminder that you are listening to Stepney All Saints Radio.
And now we've got Nina reading an extract from Brown Girl Like Me, a memoir, a manifesto by Jaspreet Kaur, who's visiting our school during International Women's Week.
Sundays would always mean one thing in my house when I was a kid, hair wash day. This ritual is probably one of my earliest memories, me sitting at my mom's feet whinging as every knot passed through the comb, followed by a generous amount of coconut oil being rubbed into my head and finished off with a nice neat plait. This precious time with my mom was a mixture of hair care and story time. Whilst she nourished my little head and stimulated the blood circulation, mom would share stories about her childhood, memories of how my grandma would do the same thing for her every Sunday back in their pin near Jalandhar, Punjab. A precious time when women caught up, shared worries and connected to their roots, literally. But one day after school, I stormed home and screamed at my mom to never put oil in my hair again. Earlier that day, I was unpacking textbooks into my locker out of the huge backpack Dad and I bought from Barking Market a few weeks earlier. As I neatly arranged my lovely new sticky back plastic covered books in my locker, I could hear a group of girls sniggering behind me. Yeah, she always stinks of curry. They're referring to the smell of tarika coming from the blazer that I had left in the kitchen the night before. A smell that no amount of impulse body spray could mask. And her hair is so greasy, doesn't she ever wash it? I could feel my cheeks burning with embarrassment. I pretended I couldn't hear them and decided not to turn around. With a snigger and shove, the girls howled with laughter and walked away. That's why from that day, and to my mum's heartbreak, I didn't want to oil and plait my hair ever again. The act of oiling hair was a bond formed between generations of brown women. The use of natural vegetable oils to nourish both hair and skin has been documented for over 5,000 years in South Asia. I don't think it's a coincidence that in Sanskrit the word sneha means to oil, and but also to love or give affection. It makes complete sense to me now, the loving act of oiling and nourishing yourself. Fast forward to the present day, and it's become an essential part of my self-care Sunday routine, which I now prefer to call Hair Wash Sunday. But why was I so ashamed of something embedded in my culture and roots for such a long time? Is this where I started to internalize some kind of self-hate towards my identity and being a brown girl? I never recognized my brownness or otherness before this point. My family and I grew up in East London, and like anyone who speaks of their hometown fondly, I would say it was a really special place. When my granddad first came to the UK in the early 1960s, he decided to settle in the East End, moving around from Greenwich to Newham and eventually Ilford. I was also born in Barking Road. The world that I saw, the world that I knew, felt like Ilford Lane, Southall, Broadway or Soho Road. In that bubble, I went to school with kids from all walks of life. I grew up with brown friends, black friends and white friends, Jamaicans, Somalis, Turkish, Bengali and Punjabi, and all kinds of communities, Jewish, Muslim, Sikh, Hindu, you name it. I had Catholic friends and Sunni and Shia friends. White working class kids ate their packed lunch with brown working class kids. As a brown girl navigating these spaces, I may have faced some social and cultural barriers, which we'll come back to shortly, but at least I felt part of the world I knew, normal even. This was the London I knew. But somewhere in the time between childhood and adolescence, I began to deny all of the beautiful parts of what make me a brown girl. I looked around for role models to look up to or for someone who had gone through these struggles before. But other than the women in my family, I couldn't find any heroes. I started to feel a constant sense of erasure when it came to my lived experiences. Brown female voices and experiences were missing from history books, from positions of power, from boardrooms and on TV screens, except for the infamous Mira Sial and the Goodness Gracious Me team. Maybe that's why I became so obsessed with Princess Jasmine when I was little. I had the doll, the lunchbox, the pyjamas and the movie on cassette. The Middle Eastern representation of her has had scrutiny over the years, and though she wasn't Punjabi, she was my princess. But did getting married and being saved by Aladdin have to be my only aspiration? If anything, I found Aladdin more relatable. You see, there wasn't much to work with as a young brown girl. What made being a young brown girl so difficult was the constant messaging that my heritage, who I was and am, was less desirable, fashionable, or even legitimate than white Western culture. Eventually, I found myself wanting to deny my own heritage because I was told by society that it had no place here. And with that loss of identity came a lack of self-confidence and self-belief, culminating in me almost losing my entire sense of self. I found myself thinking, where and how do I fit in? I wanted to be white, but I kept thinking, what am I up against? Eventually, I had a realization, do I even need to fit in?
Now time for golden opportunities.
We are giving away 3 copies of I Am Malala and Brown Girl Like Me just this week. Go find Miss Vitiya in the English office on the first floor to pick up your copy. First come, first serve.
Head down to the library in the VLE to pick up our favourite reading racks. There are 3 to choose from.
We want to hear from you. What's the best thing about being a sass girl? Submit your answers on your year group Google Classroom.
Now time for shout-outs.
Shout-out! Who will you shout-out for?
Shout-out to Colette the Cleaner, because we really value the work she does.
And a special thanks to Miss Lording for organising the She Is Seen Festival.
Thank you so much for listening. Hope you have enjoyed today's SAS Radio episode created by the Female Empowerment Ambassadors.
Stepney All Saints Radio,
bringing the community together.